Howdy, everyone. 2019 will soon be here. And this is your friendly prognosticator, ridiculous anarchist living in Little Saigon. It is December the 30th, 2018, New Year's Eve of New Year's Eve, the day before New Year's Eve. And as we await the unholy year 2019 with all sorts of crazy predictions of what's going to happen, we might as well accept that some dark force exists in the world that might not want you to be happy. And as you travel your way this winter, as you spend your time approaching this new year, you must accept that there are forces at work that seek only power over the earthly domains, but they also seek power over the trans-universal domains. These are the regions of space and time and bullshit where human beings are stuck. Like the Eastern tribes. The Eastern tribes that live beyond the Great River. The Great River that separates this world into two halves. The Eastern tribes are led by a king named Jumbulus. And Jumbulus is thirsty for power. Can you hear his royal procession? Yeah, you can hear Jumbulus and Eastern tribes as they sharpen their knives and prepare their weapons, their siege craft, for the coming battles of the new year when all human beings will be up in arms about some kind of new bullshit. There will be great frolicking as the new year approaches. Of course, who knows what's going to happen? I'm just kidding about the Eastern tribes. They're mostly drunk and high on cocaine. Yes, what do we have to fear in the new year? Well, in the last few days, Trump has told us that American forces are both staying in and getting out of Syria. And if you ever heard of that thing called the Mandela Effect, which I think is probably mental illness. The Mandela Effect has to do with this idea that huge portions of the human population are misremembering things like Fruit Loops spelled with a UI or an OO. That's right. Also, when did Mandela die? Who knows? Nelson Mandela, is he still alive? Is his wife somewhere, either here on Earth or in the future, in the past, setting people on fire with necklaces of tires and gasoline? That would be Winnie Mandela. Yes, Winnie and the African National Congress back in the 80s necklacing people with tires filled with gasoline. And I'm not sure what to make of that. So I don't have any stunning predictions. My first prediction is that I will likely still have a shitty career path in the new year, but that's not a very big one. I would predict that, well, the economy is going to get shittier, but it's not like it's gotten better. It's not like we know. We're kept in kind of a sealed cavern of nothing but bullshit information. Falsehoods surround us, the shadow play of nothingness, and methamphetamine nightmares. But here's a stunning prediction. That sometime in the year 2019, the orca whales, driven crazy by radiation from Fukushima, will decide to, well, essentially to organize, to begin to fashion weapons out of driftwood and crab shells. And they will form their armies up under an emperor of the orca whales. Of all remaining worldwide pods, this is the emperor named Skondor. And Skondor, the orca emperor, will decide late at night sometime in March that the humans must die. Who knows how many thousands of orca whales will join together in a massive orca army. In April or May of next year, this orca army, this orca underwater force, will attack the nuclear submarine base in Washington State. They will take control of Trident nuclear missiles. And once the orcas take control of these Trident nuclear submarines, they will launch an attack on Seattle and Copenhagen, Denmark. The orcas know what the ancient Egyptians knew and is well documented in the Necronomicon. The old ones knew this as well, that there are two centroids of evil in the world. One is Copenhagen in Denmark. The other is Seattle, Washington. And both cities must be destroyed in order to return the Earth to a kind of near Eden existence, or at least not so shitty. Yeah, so the orcas will nuke Copenhagen and Seattle. And that is one of my predictions for 2019, my first prediction. My second prediction is that the United States will continue to blow the fuck out of countries all around the world with white phosphorus and 20 Mike depleted uranium and all kinds of drones with hellfires. People will continue to die with the use of weapons made by Lockheed and Raytheon and Boeing and all the other wonderful defense contractors that build weapons for murdering men, women, and children. It's wonderful to be in this America. I don't know what it's about now, but it's about something. Yeah, so my second prediction, which is more likely than the first one, is that we will continue to blow the fuck out of countries that know the United States will not be leaving the Middle East. We might remove forces from Syria. We might remove them from Afghanistan and replace them with mercenaries from Blackwater. So the killing can continue, will continue, until behavior or attitude improves. My third prediction for the new year is that the little people, you know, the people like us, the human beings that survive on whatever scromuli or gimbulus we can put together into a pot at night and mix with salt and other crap we find growing by the edge of the toilet seat, and we will continue to live off this shit because that's our life, that's our lot, and we should be happy about it. Yeah, 2019 is going to be great. I predict that Lady Gaga's little foray into the Las Vegas nightclub marketplace will be a continued success until the devil comes to take her back down to hell. Lady Gaga will be pulled back down to hell, but she won't go without a fight. Madonna will show up with all of her sacred Kabbalah powers. Yes, Madonna will show up to try to protect Lady Gaga with her Kabbalah, ancient Judaism for Catholics who ain't never been Jews, powers, and she will use her satanic powers to try to protect Gaga against Satan, but in the moment she'll realize the contradiction and the absurdity, and she too will be sucked down to hell. Lady Gaga, Madonna, one fell swoop. July 2019, the earth will open up in Vegas and suck Lady Gaga and Madonna down to hell. You can hear Lady Gaga and Madonna screaming as they're pulled down by the various banshees. And yeah, so they'll be gone. How many predictions is that now? Let's see if I got any more predictions. I'm trying to tap into the universal awareness and see if my mind can't sync up on all kinds of crazy-ass garbage as I stare into the Seattle night and realize that this could be my last month with warmth and shelter. And it's nice knowing this. It's nice knowing what you're going to miss and what you'll find on the road of travels. As you travel down the road as a hobo with a, you know, duffel bag on your back and some type of tarp to sleep under and something warm, hopefully, but it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about 2019. It'll last approximately 12 months. And once the 12 months are complete, the second age, the age of the shiny rectangles, will begin to melt away and the people will begin to look up towards the sky. They will begin to contemplate their existence as they once did because there won't be any fucking juice for their phones. Because sometime in October of 2019, 3 10-megaton nuclear weapons will explode approximately 90 miles above the United States, and they will send the United States backwards in time to the 19th, maybe the 18th, who the fuck knows, century. Once the United States has lost all electricity and the tiny glowing rectangles cease to work, Skandor, Emperor of the Orcas, will move past his destruction plan of Copenhagen and Seattle. That's just phase one. Phase two is to invade the United States, but where is the soft underbelly of this country? Is it Washington, D.C.? Is it Los Angeles, California? I sure as shit ain't Seattle, Washington, because by that point it will be a smoking pile of rubble. It'll be a giant crater of nothing but pain and suffering. Maybe it's Chicago, but how the fuck do the Orcas get to Chicago except for the take? I don't know. Maybe that round trip, you know, somehow through some fucking... I don't know. I don't know, man. Somehow they'll get here. They'll take a waterway, an inland waterway here, you know, some type of a ditch or a canal. They'll probably take a canal to the Great Lakes and then attack Chicago, but nope, not Chicago. Not Louisiana. Not Houston, Texas. and probably nowhere on the eastern seaboard, definitely not New Jersey or New York. No, Skandor will invade the United States through Florida because it's the closest to the lowest level. The Orcas will attack Miami in November 2019. Can you see the Orcas as they slowly form up and approach the shoreline? They have fashioned themselves legs out of driftwood and other contraptions that allow them to walk on land. It's some kind of crazy-ass shit, man. Skandor screams forth to his First Army and says, First Army, form up to the left. Second Army, to the right. Take Miami by force, and the people of Miami will be a bit cut off guard. For one, they're going to be busy making candles and shit because they ain't got no electricity. And for two, how the fuck do you respond to maybe 20 or 30,000 orca whales slowly rising out of the water? No, it ain't going to be like that. No, it ain't going to be like that, man. It'll be terrible. I don't know, man. I don't know. The massive armies of orcas, they will rise up out of the sea, the teeth glowing white and with tiny splashes of red from the flesh of humans they've recently swallowed. And Skandor, he will be organizing his forces into different types of groupings and sending them down the different ways of Miami to attack and ravage and murder and destroy. You can see the vehicles catching fire. Giant plumes of smoke and fire as the people run scared in all directions, and the orcas, they simply gobble up humans with their driftwood arms and their driftwood legs, like some type of orthopedic bullshit, orthotic, prosthetic, who the fuck knows what kind of crazy-ass orca science. And after Miami is destroyed, the orcas will move on, who knows where. Maybe Atlanta, Georgia. They will fashion themselves suits to keep them hydrated. They will up their technology by enslaving human technical experts. And these humans will build robotic arms and legs and special contraptions for keeping the orca whales alive on land for days, if not years. The orcas will feed off the dogs and the cats they find by the wayside. Their favorite little animal to eat is the French fucking bulldog. They will hear the screams, the bleeding of the French bulldog, and they will realize it is time to destroy them. And as the humans and the cats and the French bulldogs run for safety, they will try to seek some sort of respite in the, I don't know, Appalachian Mountains. And so by December of 2019, there will be collections of humans on the East Coast. They can't reach the West Coast. There are no phone lines. The internet doesn't work. Remember those EMP explosions? Yes, the humans will be hiding out in the, you know, Appalachian Mountains and thinking themselves safe. Safe from the orcas. No orca is going to attack them in the mountains. That's crazy. It's insane to even conceive of why would or how. How could the... Are those orcas coming? That's what the sentry will say, December the 12th, 2019. Young Patrick McGarry will look off into the distance from Hideout 7 in the Appalachians, and he'll see the 15-foot-tall orcas approaching through the mist. And that's going to be pretty terrible, you know. I don't know, man. Skandor will call his forces to halt approximately a mile from Outpost 7, one of the last refuges of humans living in the Appalachian Mountains. Young Patrick will have barely gotten back behind the wall. Skondor, using human technology, will communicate his demands. He will demand all of the beer. He'll demand all of the weed. He'll demand all of the women as female slaves and concubines. And then he'll call for the murder of every person in there that they didn't want, but they'll feed upon their flesh. And the human in charge of Outpost 7, I don't know, Gary Cooperson or something, he'll say, whatever, fuck you, orcas. And the humans, having their own forces, M1 Abrams tanks and Apache helicopters, utilizing computer chips that were protected from the EMP pulse devices, will launch their counterattack upon the orcas without the orcas even believing they could do it. The Apaches will come in first, their 20mm cannons blazing. Next come the M1 Abrams. The M1 Abrams, with its 120mm Sabo rounds, will fire multiple rounds and kill many orcas at once. The orcas will break up in disarray as the humans chase them down the mountains. General Skondor, chief of all the orcas, will run away to some foggy little place on the east coast to escape. And that's it. That's all that's going to happen in 2019. I don't know. I expect more bullshit in 2019. I expect more ridiculousness. I expect ridiculosity as a measure of people changing their minds. For example, Trump changed his mind about Syria a few times in the last few days. That's called ridiculosity. The first encounter of this metric was during the Battle of Stalingrad, when von Paulus kept changing his, you know, orders. He issued one change order after another until eventually the armies didn't know what to do. The Sixth Army didn't know what to do, and the Soviets obliterated them early in 1943. So yeah, ridiculosity is out of control, and I don't know what else to say. I hope you guys have a great 2019. Watch out for the orca whales. They are pissed off. They have a right to be pissed off.